This week on the Karibo Shoe Podcast, the day everything came out. Welcome back to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. This is episode 60. I'm your host, Brandon. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chad. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going good. Like we said, the day everything came out, I'm out of money, but I'm doing great.
We are broke, but we've got a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's go ahead and get right on into it. Let's just start off with, what have we been playing here lately?
So, of course, I've been playing some Link's Awakening.
Yes, I mean, me too.
I've been playing Link's Awakening, really enjoying that. We're going to be talking about that in our main topic.
Right.
Also been playing Untitled Goose Game. The day has finally came.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk, yes.
So what do you think about the Goose Game?
So I've already beat it. It's very short, but it was very charming, and I absolutely love playing as a mean little goose.
A mischievous goose,
very
for
mischievous,
sure.
Yeah,
this game is very, very charming. You couldn't have said it better. Me and my wife sat down and watched me play this. I'm probably about a little over halfway through. This game does seem to be fairly short, but man, it's a lot of fun. And I love that you do have these objectives to complete as the goose, but you can go about them in several different ways. So there's a lot of experimentation you can do with this game.
There really is. Yeah, I've been messing with it a little bit myself. I've completed the to-do list, and then after you beat that, it gives you some extra to-do list items.
Oh, cool.
That even get a little bit harder and more out of the box. So
okay.
It really makes you experiment with it.
Do you have a favorite puzzle that you've completed that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, man. I forget. One of the hardest ones was for me to figure out how to break the broom. I don't know if
break
you...
the broom. Okay, I haven't gotten there
okay,
yet.
Okay, that was very difficult, but once I figured out it was, wow, I should have thought of that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was very hard.
Well, I really enjoyed the one where you had to there's a little boy with glasses, and you had to somehow get him to wear someone else's glasses, and that took me a while to figure out, but it was a lot of fun.
That little boy is so afraid of you. It's hilarious.
He is. It's fun terrorizing people as a goose, I'll have to say.
Yeah, I did like to get into the TV shop and put myself on the screens.
That was so fun. Yes, I agree. So that's a great game. I think right now it's at a special introductory price of $15, but I think the normal price is going to be $20. It would be a little tough for me to recommend at $20 just because I think you could probably beat this game in, what do you think, 2 or 3 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. But at $15 and how charming it is and unique, I think it is worth it. But yeah, try to get in on that early pricing if you can.
For sure. I was going to buy it at $20. I didn't really care. But after playing it, I'm really glad I paid $15.
Yeah. Yeah, reminds me a little bit of Donut County as far as it's a really cool, charming, unique game, but it's a little pricey at the same time. So, but the internet seems to love this game too. I've already seen multiple people saying to bring the goose to Smash Brothers.
Oh, so. Very cool.
We'll see about that. Anything else you've been playing?
So I was able to download Castle Crashers and give that a try. One of my friends picked it up as well, so got to play a little online co-op. It was a little bit laggy, not terrible, but just a little bit, and that was on day one, so hopefully that'll clear up a little bit.
Very nice. Yeah, I loved this game back on the Xbox 360 when it originally came out. I played it a lot online, and yeah, I remember it ran very smoothly, so hopefully the Switch version will do the same, but I just love this game. It's just kind of a more modern take on just a classic beat-em-up that you'd find in an arcade like Ninja Turtles or Simpsons or something like that. It's just a lot of fun, and I'm really happy to get back into it and playing it on the Switch. I downloaded it a little bit after you did, but I actually have been playing it on my Switch Lite, which we'll talk about in a little bit, and it looks great on that little screen.
Oh, so. That's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to play with you sometime.
The only other thing I've been playing just the same stuff as you, but I did get a chance to download Mario Kart Tour on my iPhone. Have you played this yet?
I have, yeah.
So what do you think?
So far, I've only completed, I think, about six of the races or so.
Okay.
I've just been super busy lately, so it's hard for me to play it, but it's definitely a Nintendo mobile game.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, pay-to-play type stuff
there
in this
really
game.
Is.
I'm not planning on spending any money on it, but there are things I really like about it. I think the game looks great.
It does.
I like the new New York course. It's awesome. I'd love to see that in a Mario Kart game on the Switch or something. But I don't love, like, how it controls and how everything's just locked away and you need to have, you know, gems and stuff like that to unlock it. And, man, the gems are pretty pricey in this game, too.
They
I was looking.
They are, yeah.
So I don't know how well this will do. I I mean, Mario Kart is one of their biggest franchises, so I think this does have a good chance of being successful. But I don't know, just something about it just rubs me the wrong way, just how free to play it really is.
Right. Yeah. No. I'm with you. I don't really like how it controls and everything. It's very difficult for me to get the turning and everything down perfectly. But I don't know if I'll ever master it. I don't plan on spending any money on it either. I just don't know how long it's going to keep my attention though.
Yeah, I agree. Does look like some really cool stuff. Like, you know, there's special characters. Pauline is in this game, and there's different carts and stuff we haven't seen before. But again, if you're not going to pay for this stuff, you're going to be playing for a long time to have a chance to unlock it.
Right, exactly. So, it's kind of just random. I believe you can shoot off a warp pipe and a character or a cart and stuff.
Yeah.
We'll say I was reading an article. It was saying Pauline had just joined the tennis matches now on Mario Tennis Aces, and now she's in Mario Kart for the first time. So.
I know, it's pretty cool. I hope to see her in some of the console games, Mario Kart games in the future.
I really think we will.
Yes. Cool. Let's go ahead and move on over to pickups. Have you picked up anything interesting in the last couple of weeks, Chad?
I was able to get the new amiibo that were released along with Link's Awakening. Of course, the Link's Awakening amiibo, and it looks amazing. I might say it's very glossy, very shiny.
Yes, I love this little Link as well. It is very unique, and of all the amiibos, I'd say, because I don't think there's a shinier amiibo that's out right now.
I don't believe so.
And I think it's just perfect. You know, I thought I'll never need another Link amiibo. I have so many, but this one is actually very cute and very unique, and I'm glad to have it.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't look at all like any of the other Links, but yeah, another Link amiibo. Who'd have thought we need it so bad?
Yeah, it's pretty cute, though. And of course, what about the three Smash ones that came out? I think it was Ivy. Ivysaur, Squirtle, and Snake. Of those three, do you have a favorite?
Oh, I've got to go with Ivysaur. And I really did not think that would be my favorite, because out of the three characters while playing Smash, that's probably my least favorite.
Yeah, I think the Ivysaur is definitely the best designed one, too. I agree. I really like how they did that one. It looks great.
It seems like when they made the Ice Climber amiibo and even King K. Rool, they added a little bit more stuff to those. These feel a little bit more plain amiibo.
The Squirtle one's very plain.
Very plain, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. And then anything else you picked up?
Just a Switch Lite.
Oh, so. nothing important, nothing big.
I picked up a turquoise Switch Lite. And,
very nice.
Along with a case to carry it in. And it is amazing, which we'll talk about that soon, but it is amazing.
Yeah, I may have bought also a Switch Lite. we'll talk about this in a little while. Let's go ahead and move on into the news. And boy, I really couldn't find much, and I may have missed something, but the only news I saw that was very notable was it was revealed that Luigi's Mansion 3 is going to be getting some paid DLC for both the Scarescraper and the Scream Park multiplayer modes. Now, I did not see this coming, DLC for Luigi's Mansion 3, but it looks like they're going to have it.
You know, especially paid DLC, I did not see this coming at all.
Right.
If anything, to the multiplayer modes, I expect this to go to Super Mario Party, not to Luigi's Mansion.
Right. And I guess you could be happy that, hey, there's no paid DLC for the story or anything, but them having paid DLC for the multiplayer makes me wonder if maybe these multiplayer modes are going to be a little more robust than like we were thinking.
Yeah.
I know when we talked about them on a past show, we thought these might be really simple or something, but if they're going to be doing paid DLC, they may be a little more substantial than we're thinking they are. So
yeah.
I'm interested to see how the multiplayer is. I don't know if I'll be buying paid DLC for it or not, but who knows, if I love it, I may end up doing it.
This game is shaping up to be kind of a co-op game, especially with Luigi and Gooigi, and yeah, this just kind of confirms that this is a game to play with friends.
I think this is going to be a pretty big release for Nintendo. I know that especially the original Luigi's Mansion is really a pretty simple and short game. I think this one's going to be very substantial compared to that one,
the
original.
I think you're right.
And then let's go ahead and move on over to new and upcoming releases. So Contra Rogue Corps came out earlier this week on September 24th, and I was kind of excited about this because I've loved the Contra series, but this game is getting absolutely horrible reviews. I don't know if you've seen this.
I haven't seen it.
People are saying, do not buy this game. You know, and it's a stain on the Contra franchise, so I'm going to stay away from this one, but I'm very disappointed because I was looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm very sad to hear the news is Contra is a pretty big name, and I hate to see it kind of getting so much disrespect.
Right. Of course, we already talked about Mario Kart Tour is now out, and I think this has the potential to be a huge game for Nintendo. I just don't know how I feel about it myself, but again, huge, huge release for Nintendo. And then coming out the day that this is going to be released, Dragon Quest XI S Echoes of an Elusive Age is coming out. So another big, huge RPG coming to the Switch.
Just when we already have too much to play, here comes something even more.
Oh, I know. It's just ridiculous. But from everything I hear, this game is shaping up to be a really high-quality game, and I sure have been enjoying the demo at least.
Yeah, same.
Well, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to get into the Nintendo Switch Lite. All right, Chad, so the title of this episode is The Day Everything Came Out. We're talking about September 20th, 2019. There was a lot of stuff that came out on this day. Of course, we had an Untitled Goose Game, which we've already went over. Of course, also Link's Awakening, the remake, came out on the Nintendo Switch. We'll be talking about that in a minute. And then we also got some new Nintendo hardware on September 20th, and that is Nintendo released the Nintendo Switch Lite on September 20th. And we both ended up picking one of these up, so that's what we're here to talk about right now. We each got one, and we'd like to share our impressions on this new system.
That's right. So I picked this up on day two that this was released, and I wasn't sure exactly how these things had been selling. I hadn't been to the stores mm-hmm. yet. I wasn't sure if there was going to be none on the shelves or if there was going to be a ton on the shelves. Well,
right.
Luckily there were still a few left. That way I could get mine.
Very cool.
So I got mine at Target. I had some gift cards to help with the price a little bit. Picked mine up and unboxed it. Got me a very sleek looking case, I might add, for it. And I absolutely love this thing. It is amazing. It's about the size of a regular Switch minus a Joy-Con. You take the Joy-Con off one side of the Switch, it's about that size as far as length. Definitely, the screen is quite a bit smaller than your original Switch.
Right, it's 5.5 inches compared to, I think, 6.2 on the original, something like that. But
as far as the weight and everything, I think it's perfect. It's definitely lighter than the original Switch, and it has almost like little Joy-Con on the side, but they don't come off or anything, but they're shaped the same
way. Yeah, everything is one unit, so to me, it feels so much more solid than the original Switch, especially as your Joy-Cons get older. They wiggle a lot and wobble when you're holding it in handheld, and you're never going to have that same problem on the Switch Lite because everything is one piece.
Right.
And I really like how solid the thing feels. And you were saying it's lighter. To me, it's substantially lighter.
Yeah.
It feels less like you're hardly holding. It almost feels hollow when you first pick it up. I was definitely expecting it to be a little heavier.
You know, I really didn't notice it just a lot until I picked up my old Switch after. And I was is this big clunky thing? I just couldn't stand the feel of it anymore.
Right. So you picked up the turquoise model. Are you happy with that choice? I'm seeing it for the first time tonight, and I think it looks great.
I really do like the color. I was torn between this and gray. Yellow, I thought about it. That seems to kind of be the face of Nintendo Switch Lite, the yellow color to me. But I'm just not a huge yellow fan, so it was between that and gray. And I've got a lot of gray stuff. I wear a lot of gray shirts. I see gray all the time. So I thought this will bring a little brightness to my life.
Add a little color to your life. Well, I think it looks great, man.
I really do like it.
Well, I'm pretty much dead inside, so I did pick up the gray. But I really like it. I really like the color gray it is. You know, it's a pretty dark gray.
It is.
And I think the white buttons contrasting with the darker color just really pops. To me, the yellow model, which I agree, Nintendo's kind of using that in all their marketing. It seems like the one they're, you know, putting front and center. But to me, the white buttons with the yellow, there's not a bunch of contrast there. And to me, that's the least it was the least appealing to myself. And so I'm happy with the gray, although, I mean, I was hemming and hawing up to the time I purchased it, whether I should go turquoise or gray.
So after seeing yours, I agree. I think the white really pops off on
yours. Yeah, it does.
Very well. And I love the color of it. So if I trade in mine, that'll be the color that I get. Something I really like about the Switch Lite is how the, like on mine, the turquoise wraps around the screen all the way around. The whole back of it is the same color instead of just like the black, and the Joy-Cons are the only thing separate on a regular Switch.
Yes, I love how the entire thing is the color it
same
is, turquoise
color.
Or gray, from the back to the front to the bezel around the side of the, around the screen. It's all the same color. I think it looks really nice.
The other noticeable difference is, of course, we now have a D-pad. So that's a pretty pretty big thing. I actually haven't played a game that utilizes it a whole lot, so I haven't got to try it out.
I played some Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo Online, and I played some Super Mario Maker 2, and the D-pad is great.
Good.
I have no complaints with it, so it works great. It's pretty small, but I mean everything on this system is pretty small.
It is.
But I think it is a good D-pad so far. It's a little mushier than I was expecting, and the buttons are as well. You know, the buttons on the Joy-Cons are very clicky, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think anybody that's used one would say, yeah, those are clicky buttons. These buttons are a little mushier, but I actually think I prefer them. Reminds me more of like the DS and 3DS buttons.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
But yeah, I absolutely love this thing. I picked mine up a little bit after you did. Went to Best Buy, and again, I wasn't sure. I had gift cards for there, so that's where if I was going to buy it, that's where I was going to get it. And they had several systems left, but I think the least amount they had was turquoise. Then they had the middle was yellow, and they had the most. They had gray. So I don't know how many they started with, but at least from when I went there, it looked like the turquoise was the most popular color.
Very cool.
Of course, there's also the Pokemon Special Edition Switch Lite coming out in November.
Which I just knew
I could wait until it came out, but I could not. I'm weak, and I caved and bought this gray one, but I'm very happy I did.
You know, I've really been enjoying playing in handheld mode. I prefer to play on a screen more than anything, but that is something with the Switch Lights that you cannot do, so it's handheld only on this thing.
That's right. We're going to drop a link in the show notes for a video. If you are thinking about picking one of these Switch Lights up as a secondary Switch, which is what we're using ours as, I don't think either of us are planning on getting rid of our original Switches.
No.
Because there's always going to be games we like to play on the TVs. But if you are going to buy this as a supplement to your original Switch, there is a way to make all this work. It's a little complicated, but it can be done. And rather than us try to explain it for 30 minutes, we'll drop a link to this video, and it explains everything. And I followed it, and I'm very happy with my current setup.
Very cool.
And then, yeah, what do you think about playing on it? I've actually been sick the past couple of days, so I've been in bed and laying in the recliner, and having the Switch Lite was just awesome. I just played a ton of Link's Awakening, just curled up, didn't ever get too heavy or anything like that. I've just been loving it.
So I haven't got to play on it as much as you have, obviously. Unfortunately, I have not been sick, so, but I have got to play a couple hours on it, and yeah, no, I really do like it. It hasn't not got too heavy or anything. The battery life, I'm not sure if it's the same as the original model Switch. I know it's not like probably the newest model of the Switch.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about 30 minutes better than the original Switch.
About 30 minutes better, okay.
And that seems about right in my test. I mean, last night I played it for probably 3 hours, Link's Awakening, and it was, I think, 42% when I was done. So not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the Switch Lite. I'm very happy that I picked mine up. I didn't need it, but I'm very happy to have it. And it's just very hard for, I think, either one of us to turn down a new Nintendo hardware.
Oh, it's extremely hard. Haven't done it yet.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to get into Link's Awakening. Okay, Chad, so there was one more thing that came out on September 20th, and it's something I've been anticipating ever since it was announced, and that, of course, is the remake of A Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening on the Switch. And I picked this up the day it came out, the morning it came out, and played it immediately, and I've just fallen in love with this game. So, Link's Awakening for the Nintendo Switch was first teased by series producer Eiji Onuma during an interview with Edge magazine in 2016. I thought this was very interesting. His quote was, "Actually, Nintendo has been telling me to create a new IP, but then they're also telling me to make more Zelda games. I can't really share much. I'm not sure I'm allowed to say anything, but I really like the idea of a game where I can live as a thief. That's all I'll say." And if you have played this game on the Game Boy, the original release of Link's Awakening, you know that you can steal from the shopkeeper, and you can take that bow that cost 999 rupees and steal it, getting around if the shopkeeper's not looking. But if you return, he will zap you with some magic, kill you, and everyone will call you a thief from then on in the game. So this is a pretty good hint that he was thinking about remaking Link's Awakening.
Yeah, I did read this. I just didn't know enough about Link's Awakening to know what he is talking about.
Right. So, of course, this is a remake of the Game Boy game. It came out in 1993, Link's Awakening, for the original Game Boy. Of course, we got a deluxe version that came out for when the Game Boy Color came out in 1998. And that added color to the game, as well as Game Boy printer support and a new color dungeon. And in this remake, we do keep the color dungeon, but we lose the Game Boy printer support, of course, because there's no longer a Game Boy printer for, right. There's not a printer for the Switch.
A Switch
That's
printer.
Kind of very 90s. So that didn't make its way into the present day. But we do get another mode in the place of the camera shop on the deluxe version. Of course, this game was officially announced during a Nintendo Direct on February 13th, 2019, and it was released, as we said, on September 20th. I wanted to go through just a few differences from this game versus the original, because I played a lot of the original when I was a kid.
Right.
So, of course, the biggest thing is the new art style. This game has a very unique and an art style I have not really seen much of. It is very, I think it's very colorful, playful, and almost toy-like. What do you think about the art style?
Toy-like describes it perfectly to me.
Yeah, claymation almost.
A little bit.
I really love what they did with this art style, and I'm happy they didn't go like super realistic or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
They've added a lot more heart pieces and secret seashells to this game. Now, I always loved looking for these secret seashells, and if you collect enough, you can get some pretty cool stuff. But they added, I think, another 10 or 20 of these seashells. So there's a few more things to look for in this game than in the previous one. So fans of the original that knew where all the seashells were, a lot of them were, there are some new ones to find as well, which is nice. The crane game in Mabe Village is a little different. It's a little harder now. It was very easy in the original, but this new crane game, which I think they call the trendy game in this game, but it's basically your classic claw machine. And this one has like stuff that's on moving platforms, and it can be pretty tough, but
yeah.
There's some really cool rewards if you keep playing it. So have you played the trendy game much?
I sure have, yeah. I got the Yoshi doll from
Yoshi
the beginning,
doll, yes.
And then a lot of the other items too, but it was very difficult to figure out how to control it and everything.
Yes. One thing, talking about the Yoshi doll that I loved, of course, when I saw this in the original, I thought it was very cool that Yoshi was in this game. And I remember when you get the Yoshi doll, it would say like, he's been appearing in more and more games here lately, because he had been in like two or three games up to that point.
Yeah.
And in this remake, when you get the Yoshi doll, it says he's been in too many games to count or something like that. So they do update a few things to make sense in today's day. But I thought that was pretty neat. A huge change and a great quality of life change in this remake is that the sword, the shield, the power bracelet, and the Pegasus boots are always equipped and have their own dedicated buttons. Plus, you can assign two other items to the X and Y buttons on the controller. This is huge because on the Game Boy, you could only have two items equipped at once. And I mean, your sword was an item, your shield was an item, your bracelet was an item. All these things were an item, and you could only have two at once. And if you've gotten very far in this game, you know you need to use all these different items a lot of the times, and it was just constant going in and out of the menu swapping stuff out, and they've made this so much better, and it's my favorite addition so far to this game.
I've heard about that, having only two items equipped, and that sounds brutal.
Yeah,
me.
At the time, we didn't know any better, but
yeah.
Now with games, with modern controllers, with all these buttons, why not have all these items assigned to different buttons, and it makes things so much easier.
For sure.
Of course, another thing I thought was very neat, and this kind of reminds me of Breath of the Wild, is that you can now mark up and pin the map, which is very helpful because this map is not huge, especially by today's standards, but you're constantly going, revisiting areas. You know, when you get a new item that lets you get to something else that you previously couldn't, you're going back and forth these areas. So it's really nice to be able to mark key locations and stuff on the map. I've definitely took advantage of that now, and that we didn't have that before. So of course, there are also new warp points. This is very nice as well. There, you can kind of find these and activate them, and you can warp to different parts of the map, and that's very handy as well. One thing I thought was very interesting is the moblins, like the ones you see in the forbidden, the Lost Woods or Forbidden Forest, whatever they call it, the little area to the north of the first town. They appear as pigs now, and in the Game Boy version, they appeared as dogs. I don't know why they made this change. It's very strange.
That is strange.
Yeah, I have no explanation. It's just I was very surprised when I saw they were pigs instead of dogs.
Yeah.
And then also three fairy bottles have been added, which allow you to hold a fairy. And these were not in the original game, so this is very cool. Of course, we've had fairy bottles in more recent Zelda games, so I thought it was really neat that they brought this into this game. Have you found a fairy bottle yet?
I have found a fairy bottle, but I have not been able to get it yet.
I believe
it's a fairy bottle.
Yeah, so. There's one in the fishing game.
Yes, that's where I saw it.
It's very tough to get, but that's the first one you can get for sure.
Gotcha.
And it's very handy because if you were maybe stuck in a dungeon or something and getting low on health, you can release this fairy and it'll give you a full restore.
Okay.
So it's very nice.
Very cool.
A seashell sensor has been added to help Link find secret seashells. This is very nice too, because some of these seashells are very hard to find. And once you get a certain amount, I think it's 30, you can get the sensor, and then if you get it on a screen that has a seashell somewhere, it'll kind of give you a little noise to let you know that there's a seashell. It won't tell you where it is. You still have to find it, but it's very nice for trying to find the remaining ones.
I can see how they'd be pretty tough. I ran into a random tree and a seashell popped out of it, which
That's
I never
right.
would have done that.
Yes.
So.
There are at least a couple of those in this game. Yes. So just to keep running into trees, Chad.
Like
you
Animal
never
Crossing,
know what'll happen.
Shaking every tree.
And then, of course, another a really cool addition, I think, to this game is that figures of Super Mario enemies can be collected and placed on stands inside houses in the Mabe Village, which I think is really neat. These were not included in the original Link's Awakening.
Really?
So,
okay.
So it's very neat. It's very hard. I have trouble getting any of them to show up in the trendy game. I just got to keep playing it, I guess. But it's very fun to get them and then go find where they go in a house and put them on display.
Very cool. I believe I've gotten one from the trendy game, one of the chains. Chomps, the one
yes.
with the bow.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very nice. So, yeah, that's the main differences. There are others, but, just good. I think all these differences are, maybe with the exception of the moblins being pigs instead of dogs, most of these things are improvements or make things better or more modern. So, I, of course, am in love with this game, but I knew I would be unless they just really messed it up. But I'm very interested to hear what you think about it so far because you never played the original. So does this game still hold up for someone who's never played it before? I'm very curious.
Yeah, so the only really Legend of Zelda game that I have 100% beat was Breath of the Wild, of course. So I'm coming off Breath of the Wild to another Zelda game.
And this is very different, of
very
course.
Very different,
right.
It is. So the only game I can really put this up against is It'll Do 2. And so that has a lot of similarities to this game to me. So so far I'm really enjoying it for an older game with just a kind of a fresh coat of paint and everything.
Yeah.
I think it looks amazing. The Game Boy version, I have to say, does not sound very appealing to me after hearing everything, but I definitely want to give it a shot one day.
Right.
But as far as this, I love how the art style and just all the little characters like Mario enemies being in the game. Very
neat.
Oh,
yes. It's one of the quirkiest Zeldas you'll ever play.
Yeah.
And I've played a bunch of them, but there is some weird stuff in this game. And I mean, just some hilarious stuff, too. I love it.
I'm already seeing some of that. Just like, wow, most of the enemies look like, some of them look like bombs. That's really, really crazy. Kind of even a Mario look-alike and everything.
Terran very much reminds me of Mario.
With all his mushrooms.
He even gets turned into a tanuki at some point.
He does.
Yes. I'm really glad to hear that you are enjoying it and that it does still hold up even today.
I'm actually even enjoying the dungeons, which I didn't never care for in the Zelda games that I had played a little bit. I'd always lose interest, but I guess maybe I've gotten a little older. I appreciate them more, but I'm having a really fun time figuring out all the puzzles and everything. I will say this game is not real easy for me that never have playing it before.
Right.
I'll go to one, it'll say, go to the waterfall. I'll go to the waterfall. Well, I should have went over here first and then go to the waterfall.
Yeah.
It's taken me a very long time to. I'm really utilizing those warp points.
Right, yeah, that's very nice because you didn't used to have that.
So
I'm
definitely making this game a lot longer than it should be since I've just never played the original or anything. So it is a totally new Zelda game. I can tell points to where it looks like this is a little dated a little bit with just new graphics and everything. But I think they did a very good job, and I'll definitely be checking out the original, I believe.
Very cool. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the dungeons, because I also love the dungeons in this game. And dungeons are usually not my favorite part of any Zelda game.
Yeah.
But the thing I love about these is each dungeon has a secret item in it that you're going to have to try to find. Like the first dungeon, of course, has the rock's feather, which allows you to jump, which is very unusual for a Zelda game to allow him to jump.
Yeah.
And so there'll be parts in this dungeon where you see like, oh, if I could jump, I could go over here, you know, or this room. If I could jump, I could get to this treasure chest. So you know that when you find the item, you can go back and you're going to be having to use that item you find to actually make it through the dungeon. And every dungeon's like that, and I really enjoy that. And then as far as you saying you do like the look and you would like to play the original, it's just so cool because while it has this very modern new art style and look to it, and the graphics are very nice and high definition, this game, everything is laid out the exact same way as the Game Boy version. And so it is so neat to me to see this, you know, in a modern look. But I mean, every tree, every bush is in the exact same spot. It's just incredible. I haven't got a feeling like this with any other game except for Pokemon Let's Go, because it was a reimagining of Pokemon Yellow. And this gives me the same feelings. It's just like, oh my goodness, this is the game I played as a kid, and it just looks amazing now. So, I mean, I'm absolutely loving it. I'm getting close to the end. I'm fixing to start the eighth dungeon, which is the last one.
Wow.
So
I just completed the third. I'm right at the fourth, though.
Very nice. Have you found any NPC, like any characters you've come across that have stuck out to you in this game? I have to ask.
Oh man, definitely Taren has definitely stuck out to me. That's the main one.
Have you made your way to the animal village yet?
Yes, I have.
There's some interesting characters there as well.
I like the bear who's cooking and everything. Yeah, I can't remember his name.
you'll just come across some crazy stuff. One of my favorite is Mr. Wright from the SimCity game on the Super Nintendo is in this game.
Oh really? Wow.
And he has a secret admirer in the animal village, and it's a goat. And you had to deliver a letter from the goat to Mr. Wright, and she sends a picture of what she looks like, but it's not a picture of the goat, and she kind of gets one over on him. He thinks she looks different than she really does, and it's pretty funny. I won't ruin the surprise, but it's pretty great.
Wow. Mr. Wright, that's impressive.
Yeah, Mr. Wright. Of course, like you said, there's a lot of other cameos from other Nintendo games, especially the Mario series. There's all kinds of stuff. There's Cheeps and bloopers and Goombas. There's a Kirby in one of the dungeons that you'll come across. It's just crazy all the stuff that's in this game. And it's just, you won't see this in any other Zelda game. It's very unique to this one specific game, but I think it really adds a lot of charm to it.
I agree with you. I love kind of a more wacky take on something that you're usually not seeing in most of the main franchises or anything.
Definitely, yeah. So that's great to hear. I'm glad you're really enjoying it.
I really am.
This game, even though it may take someone who hasn't played it longer than it'll probably take me to beat it, I think most people can complete this game in 15 to 20 hours. It's not super long. So this is definitely, if you enjoy it, this is one worth sticking to. It's not going to be something that you got to play 80 hours before you can beat it. You can see most of what this game has to offer in, I'd say, 15 to 20 hours. So,
very cool, yeah.
I will ask one other thing. Have you started the trading game yet? You know, you'll get an item. Actually, you start out with a Yoshi doll, and you got to end up trading that over and over and over to get something pretty cool at the end. Have you started that yet?
Yes, I have. Okay. The last thing I did was, I believe I traded the cooking bear some a honeycomb.
Okay, very nice. Well, you definitely want to continue that, because you can get a pretty cool item if you complete it.
So. Good to know, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that this game hasn't let you down and everything, that they have done a kind of a remaster of the game, I suppose you'd say.
Yes.
And it still lives up to its greatness that you remember as a kid.
It really does. I mean, I really couldn't be happier with it. There are, and you can definitely chime in here if you have some too, there are a couple of things that aren't great with this remake, and to me the biggest one, and the one that really surprised me, is this game's frame rate kind of suffers, especially like in the very first village. Like, it's pretty choppy. I don't know if you've noticed it.
I have,
it's like, and anytime you go into a house and then come out, it's choppy, and it seems like it's all trying to load stuff in, and I was not expecting that from an Nintendo game.
Not yeah.
And
not
something that's this game looks good, but it's very simple, and it really surprised me how stuttery it is.
It is, yeah.
Hopefully they can address that, but I'll probably be done with the game before they do. So that's one thing. I mean, it's mostly, I've noticed it's mostly in the villages and stuff, so it's not really going to interfere with combat. I haven't noticed any of the dungeons being choppy at all, so it's not going to really interfere or something. It's just kind of like, man, I wish this was smoother, you know?
Yeah, just kind of annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, I've been trying out the new Dungeon Maker mode, and it's just, I don't know, to me it's not that fun. I have not really been enjoying it, and you know, I wish there was something else they would have thrown in besides this, because this is just pretty basic. You know, it's not like Mario Maker. You're not really going to design the levels. You're basically just putting different rooms together that are already pre-made, and
yeah.
I don't know. It's, to me, there's not a whole lot of appeal in it, especially because anything I make, no one can really even play it unless I somehow, you know, send it to one of my amiibo and then give that amiibo to someone else. And I mean, very few people are going to be able to do that. So
right.
I've been a little disappointed with that new mode myself.
I have not got to try it. I finally found his shack where you can do it.
Okay,
but I haven't
yes.
did that yet. The only thing problem that I have ran into is, I don't know if it was a glitch or what, I was doing the fishing game, trying to get the bottle out and everything, and he'd ask, do you want to try again? Yes, do you want to try again? Yes, do you want to try again? Yes, probably about 10 times.
Oh, really?
Until I
wow,
finally
yeah.
backed out and said no, and then it was okay again.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a glitch or something.
So it
wow,
was very
that's
aggravating.
Interesting.
Yeah. I didn't fish anymore. I was too mad.
Well, I will say, keep fishing until at least you get across a blooper and a cheap sheet, because those will both have something with them if you catch them.
Okay.
And those are new to this game as well. They didn't used to have those in the fishing game.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
My only other thing is just that, I said I was disappointed with the new Dungeon Maker mode. I wish they would have made, like, another dungeon. You know, even on Link's Awakening DX, they added the Color Dungeon, and thankfully that dungeon does still return in this game here. But I would have loved for them to add a new dungeon. Would have been just awesome. I really wish yeah. they would have done something like that. But, you know, even as is, I'm still very happy, and my gripes are very minor. But it is worth mentioning, it is not the smoothest running game that I've ever played on the Switch.
Right.
But I don't, you know, it doesn't hamper my enjoyment much.
Is it the smoothest game you've ever played on the Switch Lite?
Well, it's one of the only games I've played, so yeah. Yes. But I played the first majority of it on my TV with my original Switch, and then since I've gotten the Switch Lite and been sick, I've been really enjoying it on the Lite, and I'm just very, very excited about finishing this game, because I just love this. I love this game to death. It's one of my favorite games of all time, and it's definitely my favorite game of this year so far.
Very nice. Yeah, I can't wait to finish it up and everything. It may take me a while. It's
that's
taking
fine.
Me a while to figure
yeah.
these things out.
Those games back then weren't near. As you just had to, as a kid, I mean, it probably took me probably 100 hours before I beat this game, because I had no idea what I was doing and where I was supposed to go. And games back then just weren't as easy to figure out. And I was a kid as well. And it's just, you know, it's just, if you've never played it, it's just going to take a while to get it all figured out.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's well worth it. And it's a good game all the way through, I will say. So
that'll work.
Awesome. Well, that's going to do it for today. This is a fun one to record. It's fun talking about all this new stuff that we have.
It is.
And the fun's not over. October is shaping up to be pretty big, too, for Nintendo. But before we leave, I want to remind everyone that they can check out our show page. That's at anchor.fm/KareboShoe Podcast. Of course, we're available on all the popular podcast apps. Just search for KareboShoe Podcast. Please rate us if you enjoy us, if you enjoy the show, on Apple Podcast and on Google Podcast. And you can email your questions or comments to the show at KareboShoePodcast@gmail.com. And we're on all the social medias. We're on Twitter. We're at KareboShoePod. We're on Instagram at KareboShoePodcast. And we're on Facebook at Facebook.com/KareboShoePodcast. That's going to do it for this one. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks.